Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel from Oklahoma State University. Comments that he shared with the SunUp folks for this weekend regarding wheat pasture. We're back with Dr. Peel in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Tis the season for starting the process of getting some wheat pasture established and sharpening your pencil to hopefully buy those calves right to run on wheat pasture. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says this season, well, the numbers look maybe fairly favorable.
You know, one of the things I look at any point in time is just the relationship between prices. Obviously, we're buying these lightweight stocker calves. At some point, we're going to sell them as heavy feeder cattle. But at one point in time, we can look at the prices between different weight groups and calculate what I call the value of gain. And that sort of tells you what the overall potential in the market is. If you do that right now, it actually looks somewhat favorable. Depending on what weight you start with and how much total gain you would be looking at, most of the values of gain right now are between 90 cents and a dollar a pound at this point in time.
Darrell, I know this is a margin business we're talking about, and you always advocate to producers to do those budgets before you actually buy the cattle. Walk us through that, if you would.
Well, you know, if you sort of anticipate kind of a normal grazing season, so we'd be looking at probably buying stocker cattle in October, potentially, running them until early March next year. So you kind of got it right now, anticipate both the purchase price and the selling price, but you can use, you know, seasonal price patterns or futures to do that. And the bottom line is, right now, those preliminary budgets would suggest some potential. It looks like the break-evens, depending on the purchase cost, depending on daily gain, depending on the cost of wheat pasture, all would impact that. But in general, it looks like there is some potential for a positive margin in these stocker budgets.
So, for producers thinking about cattle on wheat pasture for 2020-2021, what are the keys that will help them succeed?
Well, again, we're pretty early in the game, so, you know, from the standpoint of the economics of the stocker potential this year, I would encourage producers to do some pencil work before you do too much else. Look at, you know, what kind of animals you might be wanting to buy. Quite often, there's some difference across some weight groups, so depending on your flexibility, some pencil work right now can help you figure out what to buy in terms of what size, what gender, perhaps, and so on. And then, you know, you can look out there at what the futures is offering. That may give you a chance to sort of think about locking in a margin. You know, that can also influence how you want to go about getting into this thing. So a little bit of work before you start in terms of your, not only your production plans, but your marketing and your risk management plans is a good idea.
Some years, there's a lot of competition for those calves that producers want to put onto wheat pasture in the fall. Pasture and range conditions, though, here in 2020, not looking so good in many parts of the country, especially west of the Mississippi. Darrell, what are you hearing from your land-grant colleagues and others when it comes to the pasture situation, the hay situation across the country related back to these calves that will be moving this fall?
Well, you know, hay stocks, I think, are going to be quite variable around the country. Obviously, we've had some very serious drought areas. There may be limited forage supplies available in those areas. Other regions, I think, are probably okay. But, you know, if you think about that same stocker calf that a wheat pasture guy might be trying to buy, could be something that the cow-calf producer wants to look at, whether they want to retain that calf through a backgrounding program. So, again, depending on the resources you have available, first of all, from a production standpoint, but then you might want to actually do that same analysis there and look at the potential from the standpoint of keeping that calf, putting some additional weight, selling it as a heavier feeder cattle, feeder animal rather than the weaned calf right off a cow.
OSU Cattle Market Watcher Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.